Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Motivation for Holiness. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Ariki. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 to 3. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that whenever it is revealed, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope focused on Him purifies himself, just as Jesus is pure. I have just read from the New English Translation. When I was a child, I heard a great deal about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Christians used to ask themselves questions like this: are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Because of this consciousness, unlike today, there was a real difference between believers and unbelievers. There were many true conversions to the faith because even though the world didn't like us, our light was shining, and many, including several Muslims, were being convicted and saved. But something happened along the way, and doctrines that downplayed the coming of the Lord and emphasized more on material prosperity became mainstream among Christians. The results of that distortion are evident before our eyes today. Purity and holiness are almost a dirty word in many Christian communities today. From today's Bible verses, we can see that our hope focused on the coming of the Lord is a motivation for staying pure. If you take away the blessed hope of the believer, you have taken away his power and motivation to be holy. Most scriptures that admonish us to live pure and holy lives do so within the context of the expectation of the Lord's coming. Here is another example, the first being today's Bible text. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself make you completely holy, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept entirely blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 13 also has this emphasis on the appearing of the Lord Jesus and why we should live holy and blameless lives. Go into today remembering that the coming of the Lord is the blessed hope of the believer. Words are too weak to express the glory that will be revealed in us when the Lord Jesus appears. For a better understanding of today's topic, I recommend that you listen to the Stream Globe Sermon series titled The Blessed Hope. You will find a link to access those sermons easily in today's devotional text. Our Bible reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 2 to chapter 3. This Bible plan reading is continuous. So if, for example, you begin listening to Stream Globe devotional today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Stream Globe devotional is interdenominational and non-denominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. Proverbs chapter 2 to chapter 3.
My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus, you will walk in the ways of the just and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it.
My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and humankind. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, He set the heavens in place. By His knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow, and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor, who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason, when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into His confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame.
Please beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message. asking for any code or personal information or for money. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.